from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, all that baseball talk you just heard on KFH about the Royals, brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Thanks for listening on KFH. Thanks for watching on 12 News Connected. Having a little fun here on a Thursday. We get ready for, we'll call it Thursday Night Football, Chiefs-Bears. You'll hear that game, by the way, over on KNSS. I don't think we're going to get Caleb Williams. That would have been fun. But, you know, it is this game. And while it means the least for the starters traditionally in the NFL, it doesn't mean the least for the team. Tommy, it probably means the most for the team because it will, you know, contribute in and factor into deciding final roster spots. And you know, I've been kind of racking my brain a little bit of like, thinking of an example of a player that would have made it there that has become a main contributor. I think Isaiah Pacheco probably becomes the obvious answer of a guy who would have been right on the line somehow that really impressed through a preseason in this portion that became an absolutely integral part to winning a Super Bowl. He to me becomes the most obvious answer. And I'm sure there are more that I'm not thinking of, but you know, there are players that will be added to the roster based on a performance in this game, most likely that will one way or another largely impact what the Chiefs are able to do as they try to win a third straight Super Bowl.
Yeah, I get that. And I think that, you know, really being able to evaluate the bottom of the roster, I mean, that's really what the final preseason game is all about, figuring out, you know, any kind of final decisions and who's going to go where, who's going to make the team, who might be a practice squad player, that sort of thing. I think that we'll get a lot more clarity from that after tonight's game and probably even during tonight's game. I think snap counts will be able to provide a little bit of insight in what the Chiefs are trying to assess and figure out in tonight's game. I'll tell you one thing that I'm kind of looking forward to is I don't know exactly how long in the game it's going to be, but the way that Carson Wentz plays and the number of snaps that he's got under center, because you know, God forbid anything happening to Patrick Mahomes, but I think that they've got, you know, a capable backup quarterback on the roster. We haven't gotten to see a whole lot out of Wentz in the preseason. There's been a little bit here and there, but you know, I think by all accounts from what I've heard, he's going to start the game tonight. I don't know how long he'll play, like I said. But I want to see what he can bring, you know, to the table. because having a quality backup in today's NFL, I mean, it was just a season ago. The number of different starting quarterbacks that went down throughout the season with backups coming in and replacing them, I think was at an all-time high a year ago. And
it
so
was a lot.
It was a lot. And so, you know, it wasn't Patrick Mahomes, but you never know when that sort of thing might happen. And so having a capable backup, you know, is that much more important. And I really believe, you know, of course, the Chiefs had the luxury for a few years having Chad Henne backing up Patrick Mahomes, and Henne was absolutely a capable backup.
They've had great backups.
I don't know if I wouldn't put Blaine Gabbert up, you know, on that pedestal. We didn't see much from Gabbert last year.
No.
I think it was absolutely a step down from Chad Henne. And I think Carson Wentz gives you a little bit higher of a ceiling for that. So,
who was it before Henne? Matt Moore?
Matt Moore was there. They've had a handful of other guys.
Yeah, they've always been pretty good at that position. I don't. You know, is it a Lotacoon? A guy I've literally never heard of before this preseason.
He's probably a practice squad, you know, candidate, I would think. I think that's probably where he would.
Carson Wentz was brought in to be the backup. I would love to see Carson Wentz earn it to some degree.
Yeah.
I think I like Carson Wentz. I like his story. I like where he came from. But I also. Like Ian Book's there, Olodokun's there. If the Chiefs could solve that position long term, it'd be nice, you know. But Wentz is a safety measure. I would like to see them all play a lot tonight. No Mahomes, it gets you an extra quarter basically versus what you've had in the other games. And it is important. I agree with you. It's important because we see backups have to play. We've seen the backups have to come in for Kansas City.
Yeah.
Years they've won a Super Bowl. So I'm with you there. I think I gave you the most obvious, like, you know, not guaranteed roster guy that has come in to be a key contributor. I go right back there, Tommy, with what if Isaiah Pacheco misses time? Can Denarik Prince be that guy? I mean, I think we'd like to think he can be. I think most people are more excited about his prospects than Clyde Edwards-Helaire at this point. So, maybe again, that's something to watch. Can he continue to look good and give you confidence? Because they are thin at that position. Now, I, again, would tell you that I think they're going to sling it more than they have, go back a little old school, kick it old school a little bit. I don't think they'll run the ball quite as much this year as they have in the past, just by design. I think that'll be intentional on their part. But it is still an important spot because Isaiah Pacheco runs violently. Isaiah Pacheco is one of the more likely players to at least need to miss some time this year. So that's an easy spot to look at. Offensive line's too obvious. And then we've talked for a week about wide receiver. That will be the most high profile tonight of what we're watching for. Can anybody make a play? Can anybody not make a mistake in some instances? You know, can Kadarius Toney, can Sky Moore, those two, can either of them have a big showing with a big opportunity that reminds us why the Chiefs invested what they invested in those guys? Like, all of those things are on a far more obvious display. Less obvious, that's where I mean, depth in the defensive backfield, they haven't been fully healthy. Steve Spagnuolo talked about this. It was either yesterday or the day before. It's been hard for him to truly evaluate the defensive backfield because they haven't been healthy in the defensive backfield yet. Reed is back now and has said himself that he will play in the opener on social media.
That's a game changer, I think. I think having
Reed be
available, whether he's at 100% or not, I mean, he can be an impact player.
Sure.
Whether or not he's 100% if he's just on the field.
No question. But what it does highlight is that they have not had a true look at that spot on the roster yet. And so there's opportunity, I would imagine, at that group tonight to show something. And not that I think Reed's going to play tonight. He's not. I just mean, like, that is a very unsettled position group, I would say, on the roster right now.
I do want to jump in there really quick because I don't know if unsettled is the word that I would use. I think that it is a secondary that we know has a significant amount of talent. I just don't at this point exactly know how, like, the snap counts are going to divvy right. out, you know, with those players. Because I think, and I know you probably didn't intend this, but when I hear unsettled, you know, I think, well, there's maybe some controversy and we don't exactly know how, you know, the players are going to, if they're going to be successful or not. I think that there's going to be a lot of success in that secondary. I just don't exactly know who slots in to what place at this point. I mean, Chimari Connor and Josh Williams and Jalen Watson, all of those guys are, you know, it looks like they're going to see increased play and increased roles this year, but to what level, I think that remains.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Remains to be seen.
I would bet you this. I'll bet you somebody that plays significant snaps in the secondary tonight ends up being a pretty key part of that secondary by the end of the year. When I say unsettled, I mean, I don't think we know exactly how that group is going to shake out. We know the starters, we know the mainstays, but I still think it's going to be a battle into the season for the second and third corner spots. Safety, they feel good. I think most people like the Washington State safety with Reed. I think that one's fine. But at corner, I think some of these guys that are out there tonight are going to end up being big time snap guys by the end of the year. And they haven't had, it's hard. That's very much a let's see this group work together position on the field, right? There's a lot of trust involved in the secondary. So I think that one, not that you can look and, to the naked eye during a game, you don't even see what's happening unless you're watching the all 22s a lot of the time in the secondary. And then the pass rush. The pass rush is something that will be a challenge probably well into the regular season. Who it is, is there a diamond in the rough out there? If Felix Anudike Uzama continues to go slowly, is there a diamond in the rough that could step up? This is the kind of game where you might see that. Mitch Holthus was talking about this very thing with Steven Ted today and for the game tonight. Let's get you some of that, of what he's looking for and what he had to say based on what to expect out of this particular preseason game.
The obvious ones are wide receiver. Nothing's changed since our first report a month ago, and that is there is a race of about five guys for two, maybe three slots. But that means two prominent names will go bye-bye or try to get snuck through on the practice squad. Offensive line concerns me right now more than anything. Joe Tooney, of our starters, who will not play tonight, we have a rookie at left tackle. Joe Tooney's coming back from a pectoral injury, surgery, and did not play or practice a little bit in the preseason. Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, and they were messing with Trey's knee the other day, and we got right tackle Juwan Taylor, who's got a rotator cuff injury on his shoulder. All right. Then there's the second group. That's the group that's disappointed so far, and they've got to show up tonight. Wanya Morris, Lucas Niang, Mike Caliendo, CJ Hansen, down the line here. Hunter Norzad. They have not been very good the first two games. They've got to be good tonight. Because, boys, if we're going to pull this off, think Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. That's how far we have to go, and you better get some O-line depth. You're going to need it. We're going to need it.
Every team needs it, you know, and in a perfect world, Wanya Morris, I suppose right now is your swing lineman, and you've got, you know, seven really with Niang that you feel really good about, and they're healthy, and you hope that seven's enough. It usually is not, but maybe it is, right? These, both of those guys, I think, can play. I don't know who backs up Creed Humphrey. I have no idea, but Niang and Morris can essentially give you a backup at every offensive line position. Is that enough? I don't know. Probably they're going to need at least one more, would be my guess. And that, then again, that becomes a key position. Anytime you're, I mean, if Tooney, who was injured in the preseason, misses time and somebody else is nicked up and you're getting down, there's always a chance you could have an unknown starting a game at any course of the regular season. And while that's not overly troublesome in a vacuum, it is when you're protecting Patrick Mahomes, the most valuable asset in the NFL.
Yeah, I think that, you know, that depth piece for offensive line is going to be a really important piece of what the Chiefs are going to need. Maybe not today, but in a couple of months from now, maybe even further down the line, having some additional depth is going to be important, and versatility from whoever that player is. Because, you know, yeah, if Joe Tooney continues to have a lingering injury and you know, maybe it something gets re-aggravated or something, you might need a player to play guard. You might need somebody to cover one of the tackle positions. It's interesting, for a while, I was an advocate, and I'm not going to lie about it, I was an advocate for the Chiefs at least taking another swing at Donovan Smith. He's still unsigned. He's familiar with the offense. You know what you're going to get out of him. And so he could provide potentially a depth piece. I backed off of that a lot because the more that I thought about it, I think a huge reason why he has remained unsigned by any team, including the Chiefs, is the penalties that he brings to the table. That's what that's the biggest knock on him, is that he's going to draw penalties all the time. Jawan Taylor also draws a lot of penalties. And so if you have those two guys on the field, which that happened a lot last year, you know, they were probably the most penalized duo in the National Football League. And so in that regard, I do understand why the Chiefs have not been willing to go down that path. Again, even though they might be needing some depth on the O-line, I would anticipate that if they do need to look in that direction, that they might go for, you know, maybe another veteran as opposed to Donovan Smith, even though he's got the familiarity with the offense.
I think the biggest tip of the cap to Wanya Morris was probably no interest in bringing anybody else in. You know, Wanya Morris, if he ends up being the swing guy, I don't think it's like a knock on Morris. I think the fact that they've just not done anything else tells you they're pretty confident in him. And while Jawan Taylor is still your right tackle at the moment, I'm not convinced Morris and Suamataya don't become the bookends before the end of this season. I think it's entirely possible. We'll come back. Another topic that, you know, is out there now in the head, and I think this is a big, I know there were a lot of jokes about it, but Jalen Daniels and Lance Leipold this week has confirmed he will be the starter in week one. I actually think that's moderately significant. I think everybody laughed it off like, well, duh, of course he is. And I'm over here like, we hadn't heard that, you know, come out of the coach's mouth before. So we'll talk about that a little bit. Of course, we got some K-State football talk coming top of the next hour with Tim Fitzgerald as well. Lots of stuff to get to. We'll give away some HTO on the program as well today. Stay tuned for your opportunity to win that. We'll come back. More Sports Daily right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.